It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Love our chance to talk to Joe Owen. He joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire. Check him out, aturo.com. He is Joe Ostrowski, brought to you by the great folks at BetQL. Joe, how are you, buddy? What's going on?
Good morning, fellas. Figured I'd start with this. We know about the Chris Sale scratch in Game 2 on Monday, which was a regular season game, which did matter to some bettors here. I received an email from a Sox fan. His name Bobby, a score listener, and he said, Joe, this has to be the worst beat of all time. I'm sitting on a 140-1 Chris Sale strikeout leader ticket. All I need is one more start to think of all the things I've endured. Chris Sale finishes second in strikeouts in baseball behind Skubal. Oh. 3 strikeouts. Cease was one behind Sale. All these former Sox up there. Crochet was up there. Rodon as well. But 3 back. All he needed is one more start, and he loses on that 140-1.
Oh, boy. That's a tough one. That's a tough reality to take.
Bad beat.
Joe, can we jump to the NFL for a second? I wonder if there are any odds, any conversation. What about the Davante Adams' next home? We were just talking about what the Raiders will do and where he might be headed. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, if he goes somewhere else, if that move ends up happening, obviously there will be a reaction in the betting market. And the big story, of course, Kansas City. It has to be. All the injuries they've had, they're still sitting there 4-0. They're finding ways to get it done, but in the betting world, they're not doing it by margin. They're not covering these large point spreads. Like this weekend was a push for most spots against the Chargers. But yeah, as they've piled up, that's the obvious one. There's also been chatter about some other spots. You know, if the season feels like it's over for the Dolphins already, so are they going to trade or make any sort of a move with their upper echelon receivers as well? So, you know, scoring has been at a premium. The quarterback play, not the best right now. Chiefs still your favorite for the Super Bowl because of the record. But yeah, that's something people are keeping an eye on. Yes, quarterback, of course, means the most. But this past week, when it was announced that Davante Adams was out and Max Crosby, the Raiders went from a favorite to an underdog against Cleveland. So he's still, you know, you imagine him in a great offense with a top-notch quarterback. That could be scary.
What the Bears getting 3.5 at home against Carolina? I guess Carolina's a lot better with the Red Rifle, huh?
Yeah. Bears are, let's say, a 3.5-point favorite right now. It's a total of 42 against Carolina. You expect the Bears to be favored and by more than a field goal. They're better. Andy Dalton revenge game. I mean, they're certainly able to at least score. The Bears defense, much different than what Carolina saw a week ago. I thought Cincinnati's defense was going to be better this year. That is not the case at all so far. You know, I think we're looking at potentially, this is crazy to say, when you think of where we were a week ago, potentially another Swift game, because the Panthers defense, pretty poor to begin with, probably bottom 5 in the league, and they're dealing with some key injuries. Their nose tackle, Shy Tuttle, one of their inside linebackers, Jewel, very key to that defense. So might be in a position where the Bears could run on them, give that offensive line a little bit of confidence once again. But yeah, Bears minus 3.5. They look to be in a pretty good spot here once again with injuries on the other side.
College or NFL, Joe, what's your best bet this weekend?
Oh, man. I got to say, NFC North, we do have a new favorite. I've been in on Minnesota from the start, and they're still making them as a dog week to week. They are now the favorite in the NFC North. I think that's worth mentioning, that they've overtaken the Lions, even though the Lions put up all of those points on Monday night. I would say, you know, Buffalo at Houston is a really good spot. The Texans still have not covered a point spread. They seem to be a little bit overvalued. People looking at them as one of those top tier teams, still not covering point spreads. I think Buffalo ends up bouncing back there. I like the Colts if it's Flacco. So I'm going to wait on that. They're an underdog against a desperate Jacksonville team. You know, Jordan Love, after getting back in the swing of things, he looked pretty strong in that second half. So I think the Packers minus 3 at the LA Rams seems to be a pretty good look. College, it's not a great slate of games, guys. Honestly, it's not. You know, James Franklin's always good for keeping the fans happy and covering the point spread. They take on UCLA. They did not cover against Illinois. Mm-hmm. So home game there, I could certainly see that. And yeah, so there's been a lot of movement in the Heisman Trophy as well. Guys, this might be the Travis Hunter year. If they can just win enough games, he's already the second favorite now. If they can, say, win 8 games, Travis Hunter has a legit chance. I mean, people look at the Heisman now. It's quarterback, just like NFL MVP. Not necessarily when you have an outlier like that.
This segment with Joe Ostrowski brought to you by Great Clips. It's gonna be great. Thank you, Joe. That's great stuff.
Good stuff, Joe.
You got it, guys.
Yeah, I mean, a guy's a two-way player. Don't you have to take that into account, even if he's not a quarterback?
He's the best football player in college football.
Holy cow.
This year so far. Could be
the endurance it takes to do that.
Concentration, the focus, playing two premium positions. And you can debate which one will be better at in the NFL, but it's way too early for that. Yep. Just enjoy what he's accomplishing at a pretty high level.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.